The Committee on Science, Space, and Technology worked with Facebook and Twitter to identify 9,000 posts related to U.S. energy issues that originated from Russian accounts. The report cited the shutdown of the Line 5 pipeline as one of the issues Russian accounts tried to influence. Brandon Verveldi is the press secretary for the House committee. He says Russia has a clear motive.
As Russian energy exports to Europe, Western Europe especially, decrease, their political and economic influence in that region decreases. And we see as American energy has increased, that presents a clear threat to Russia.
Verveldi says Russian accounts tweeted both in favor and against pipelines, but largely focused efforts against. He says roughly 4% of the content posted by the Russian accounts was related to energy infrastructure. By comparison, the 2016 election made up about 8% of posts. Environmental groups were quick to point out the report did not release any actual posts regarding the Line 5 pipeline. Sean McBrearty is with Oil and Water Don't Mix, which supports the shutdown of the Line 5 pipeline. He called the report a distraction.
Any sort of Russian tweeting had no impact on our campaign to decommission Line 5.
McBrearty says roughly 30,000 Michigan residents made public comments in 2017 calling for the decommission of the pipeline, and those people, quote, aren't Russian trolls. Verveldi declined to share any posts directly related to the Line 5 pipeline. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.